This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Excited to bring you true spring training stuff the next couple of days as we'll be in Clearwater. You, over the next 2 days on the show, you will hear from Bryce Harper. You will hear from Trey Turner. You will hear from new Philly Jesus Luzardo. You'll hear from officially Preston Mattingly's general manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
General manager Preston Mattingly will be on the show. We have Larry Boa on the show. Who the heck knows else will be down there?
Well, we're at the Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
Is Preston related to Don?
To Sonia.
Yeah, it's his son.
Never a doubt.
I had to ask.
Yeah, of course.
I hear the name Mattingly in just baseball.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Also the Division I basketball player.
Oh, Preston Mattingly
played basketball.
He was a minor leaguer for a little bit, and then he just at like 26, he went back and played college basketball.
Really? Who?
Was that COVID?
Division I?
No, it was like 20, a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Lamar University, I think, in Texas.
Look at that real athlete right there, Preston Mattingly.
This dude.
What?
How much research did you do on him?
Well, he's good close friend.
He's been on the pod, right?
Yeah,
he's been
on
High Hopes.
Oh, he's a good close friend.
Yeah, he's ready for tomorrow.
Oh,
is he?
Oh,
well, I got some questions for him.
Okay.
I got some questions.
I did not know this.
For Nepo baby Preston Mattingly.
Next one to know one?
Yeah, for sure. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're listening, Preston Mattingly, it is a joke.
It's a joke, buddy.
Because that's what people call me. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is this a World Series or bust year for the Phils? 76.8% of people
down.
Say yes. No, not at all.
Not going down.
So, I mentioned an Eagle snub that happened over the weekend. And, Ike, you might remember a couple of weeks ago when Cooper DeJean was snubbed by one LeBron James at the Sixers game, when Cooper DeJean was sitting courtside.
I remember that.
It's still top five player in the sport, LeBron, by the way, at age 40.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that.
It says a lot about the sport, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And a great young coach in J.J. Redick also needs to be mentioned.
Yes, of course.
God, don't go there.
Don't start. So before the game, Steph Curry came over and said hi to, was he sitting next to Jared McCain?
Yes.
Steph Curry went over, and Jared McCain is a friend of mine, hosts a big Warriors podcast. And when the Sixers took Jared McCain, he said to me, by the way, this is just an aside, he said, Jared McCain's going to be better than Maxey. He's the first true Steph disciple to come into the NBA. And then you saw him play, and you could sort of see Steph stuff to him.
Yeah.
So anyway, Steph Curry came over and said hi to Jared McCain, and then walked right by Nick Sirianni and didn't say hello.
And Nick started to move his hand out of the pocket.
Yep.
You saw movement.
Just like Coop.
Yep, just like Coop. Once again, we're disrespected.
You talk about your delegation every once in a while, and we have ours. And I feel like our delegation might be being disrespected at the Sixers game.
That's true.
First by LeBron, and then a player just ahead of him on the all-time ranking, Steph Curry, disrespecting Nick Sirianni. Now, he did, as you pointed out to us, he did eventually go over and talk to Nick Sirianni.
Somebody probably was like,
hey, by the way.
Yeah, it's Eagles head coach over there.
He won the Super Bowl like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Probably go say hi.
Yeah. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just more disrespect towards Nicky.
Yep, unbelievable.
Well, and Nick was in full Eagles garb.
Yes. It might as well worn a t-shirt that said, I just won the Super Bowl as head coach of the Eagles 2 weeks ago. And by the way, he's sitting. You also, if you're Steph Curry, and you know, I'm not hating on Steph Curry here, but he's also sitting courtside right next to Jared McCain. Yeah. So if you're sitting here, he's got to be.
He's got to be somebody.
Probably.
Also, Steph, right? 126 million people watched the game. You know, it's Nick Sirianni.
The Super Bowl, you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, not Sixers Warriors.
Yeah.
Even I was about to say, what?
Yeah, I was like,
no,
wow.
Steph Curry's a sports fan. I'm sure he watched the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Yeah. And he remembers him crying, I'm sure, 2 years ago.
Yep. Because he loves America so much.
He's locked in.
Yeah.
He doesn't, I'm telling you, he probably had no idea that was Nick standing right there next to him.
Well, that's the disrespect right there. If Steph Curry was on the sideline of the Eagles game, Nick Sirianni would just blow right by him while he said hi to
also,
Steve Kerr.
Like if Andy Reid was standing there, he would have recognized Andy.
Yeah.
Belichick.
Yeah, Sirianni. Belichick for sure. Yeah. Belichick would look awkward, so he definitely would have recognized him.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think he would have recognized Sean McVay?
No.
Well, at a Clippers game or a Lakers game,
right?
Maybe he would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
guess.
Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking. Listen, you see white guys sitting down there on the front row.
Yeah.
Hey, there's just some other rich white guy that can afford floor seats.
See, this is the racism that
I just can't stand for. That's probably what the ball players think. Like, oh, it's just a rich guy that's down here.
Yes. It's just another Michael Rubin.
Yeah, he can afford these tickets. Yeah.
Yeah. What are Rubin's boys? You know?
You know that's what LeBron thought about Coop.
Yes, of course.
He thought he was a frat bro kid. That his daddy got him those tickets.
Yeah.
You know that's what he looked at. That's exactly what he saw.
And then Coop took that personally. And
yes.
Said, take this pick six.
Yeah.
Listen, I saw Coop at the Suns game yesterday.
Oh, he's all over the place.
Oh, is he?
Sitting courtside at the Suns Timberwolves game. Yeah.
Summer of Coop.
Yep. Good for him.
Summer Coop.
And Nick Sirianni was on Pardon My Take, which is a massive, if you haven't heard it, probably the biggest sports podcast in America. That
it
of Bill Simmons. Yeah, yeah. Pardon My Take. Yeah.
Whose is it?
It is Barstool's. Pardon My Take.
He seemed more relaxed on this one than when he's getting grilled by the camera.
Yeah, I would imagine. And
So
here's something that Coach had to say.
The compliment that I do feel from it is that it's stretched to every. You know what I'd say about that? You know, a couple people have asked me, like, why don't you get up and be like, look at me, like, do something like that, right? And I'm like,
hold on, can we stop this?
I'm actually grateful for.
Jack, can we stop this? Every other clip, and this isn't a problem with the clip. Every other clip we play, it's annoying to me, we leave the question in the clip. This one we didn't. Do you remember the question he was asked that he's responding to?
Well, I believe it was something about, like, the everyone ripping you earlier in the year.
Okay, so the disrespect.
The disrespect and, like, why haven't you been more outward about how right.
Yeah. Kiss my butt.
Yeah, right.
Kiss
okay.
My ass,
all right. With that context, here is Nick Sirianni's response.
You know what I'd say about that? You know, a couple people have asked me, like, why don't you get up and be like, look at me, like, do something like that, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm actually grateful for. And this, I know this isn't the mood we're in right now, but like, because we're having fun. But I'm grateful for the criticism. I'm grateful for the adversity because it truly makes you, and I look back at my entire life, the adversity has made me who I am. I have no doubt in my mind that it would have been hard to win the Super Bowl this year if we didn't finish the season the way we did last year. And I'm grateful for the adversity. I'm grateful for the criticism. And the reason I'm grateful for the criticism is because, you know, I got three kids that I'm going to raise in this social media world. That they're going to get criticized, right? And I'm going to have to be able to parent them in those scenarios. And what a great opportunity I have and a great experience I have of what we went through, right, with the light on the other side of the tunnel. And then also, you know, we have a ton of players that get criticized. I love Brandon Graham when he talks about how he was criticized so early in his career. He put his head down. He worked his butt off. He learned from the adversity. He got better. And he has the 15-plus year career that he's had. And I love that. I love that. And now I'm able to share that too with guys. And so I'm grateful for it. And you know, it sucks when you're going through it, but I'm grateful for it now.
Can I say, Coach sounds locked in post Super Bowl win.
That's my coach right there, man.
Well, his I thought
coach right there.
His tush-push answer. It sounded the most locked in he's ever sounded. Really just, because he has a tendency to ramble and whatever. But he knew what he wanted to say with the tush-push thing, and I thought he was great. And even that, we all were talking about the Nick Sirianni victory tour this offseason. He's not taking it, and he sounds, if anything, he sounds more eager to prove people, like, I bet he is more motivated to win again. That's sort of how he sounds, rather than saying, I was right, I was right, I was right.
Yeah.
It seems like he's even more locked in to do it again, almost. I just like what, the Nick Sirianni victory tour would have been funny to watch, but this is more encouraging from an Eagles standpoint, I think.
Yeah, he's smart enough to know that taking a victory lap and letting everybody know about it, we'll be here when you fail, too.
Right.
So we'll still be here. Like, we're not going anywhere. So he's smart enough to know not to go down that road. I'm telling you, man. And maybe part of it is them winning the Super Bowl, but I don't think it is. It's what I've liked about Nick Sirianni a little bit more each year. We've watched this man develop as a head coach, as a communicator, as a leader of men, as an example of what it means to be able to stare adversity in its face and not blink, right? Be supportive of his players, go to bat for his players in defense of his players. We've watched him become better at being able to relay his messages to us as a fan base through the media. How can you not like what you've seen out of Nick Sirianni? Yeah, the hardware is there. And it's easy to say, yeah, he won the Super Bowl, so yeah, it's my coach. It's easy to say that now, and I get it. I understand that he's proven to you that he can win. But if you just look at how he's developed over the 5 years that he's been here, you see a lot of growth in Nick Sirianni as a coach. Even from the outside of him just talking to us, not to mention how he's grown behind the scenes with his players and coaching and everything. Man, like, the guy isn't perfect, but damn it, he knows that, and he's gotten better. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that the guy is just a better head coach today than he was 5 years ago, than he was 3 years ago, than he was last year. And if he wants to place a lot of that on having to go through what he went through so he can learn from it. Because I do believe him when he says, now, listen, he's putting a nice little bow on it by saying, I love the adversity and going through it and this and the other. But what he's really saying is, at least what I'm taking from it is, he's not the coach he is today had he not gone through that. So even mistakes that he's made in the past, he's at least been able to learn from those things. And he's a better coach because of it. Man, he's just listening to him. He just sounds different. And winning the Super Bowl, I think, frees him up from having to win people over. He can just say what he truly means, what he feels, and get out of there. Like, it almost used to be like he's trying to convince people that I'm a good coach. I know what I'm doing. And that's when you get the long talking. I think just listening to him since the Super Bowl, man. Like, everything from the parade speech to everything, it's been succinct, it's straight to the point, not a lot of filibustering. Like, you know, he still is Nick, but man, we got to be, as a fan base, you got to be proud that this is our head coach, man.
I think also what has happened is he's seen these changes that he's made have a positive effect on his career and the people around him. So not only did he learn to change these things, he learned to change these things, and these things were productive. And so normally, when you get a head coach in the NFL, you're either getting sort of a finished product, right? A guy who's been doing it for 10 years or 15 years, and he is who he is. Or when you get them at the beginning of their career, I think it's rare that they're here for long enough to watch their evolution.
Right.
Because normally when you're a rookie head coach and you'll have Belichick failed in his first thing because the team wasn't good enough. You didn't really have a chance to see it through.
Yeah.
So I give
you have to give the organization credit for giving him a team good enough to survive the beginning part. And you have to give them credit for not firing him last year when it would have seemed very easy for them to do so. And completely...
And nobody got no pushback from it.
Understandable.
Like nobody would have given him any pushback.
It would have been understandable. So to watch his evolution as a... And you mentioned all of this, as a leader, as a coach, as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, just as a base, as a person, realizing, if I do that... I'm not going to get because really his job is getting the best out of the people that work for him, mm-hmm. and he has to figure out what version of Nick gets the best out of all of those people. And he is. And the other thing that you could be optimistic about is that he's only been doing it for 40. Who knows what he could be in mm-hmm. 5 years if he gets the chance to do it? You know.
Yeah, I hope he's here, man. I hope he's here. I like the way the Doug thing ended. You know, I kind of like what Pittsburgh has done with his coaches throughout, hell, my life as a football fan. The guy gone to 2 Super Bowls and he won a Super Bowl. He should be here for more than 4 years.
Right.
Like, give us time to have a connection with our Super Bowl winning head coach. You know what I mean? Like give us enough time to have that with our coach.
Well, I think this is sustainable.
Yes.
Like, some of the bravado and yelling at
the ego and all that. Yeah.
Like, I think that kind of rubs people the wrong way sometimes. I think,
sure.
Like this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't, the passion, keep it there. Bring it out when it needs to be brought out. Even his player said, dude, we need you to get back to being yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you're too stoic over here. So I don't mind that. And there's always going to be a little line that he goes up to. It's okay. And then come back. Go up to the line and come on back. You know, you get a little fiery, right? And then you dial it down a little bit.
I thought when we had him on before the season started, and I even thought at that point he sounded more like he just sort of...
He was on with us?
Yeah, he was. Man, this
what
guy...
What is wrong with me, man?
This guy doesn't remember anything.
What was he on with us?
Remember when we got screwed and we didn't get to go to training camp and everybody else did, all the other shows, even though the best show didn't get to go to training camp? Well, they had Nick Sirianni call up, I think. It wasn't during...
Was it Radiothon?
I think during Radiothon.
It might have been during Radiothon.
Okay, I don't care when it was. Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah, but it was a good call. I thought it was a good conversation. 215-592-9494. You should listen to it. It was awesome. You were actually excellent.
Locked in.
Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, Greece. You and I ordered 2 rings for you from Jeffrey Lurie's office. So you got you and your boy Hugh Douglas.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Herb.
Well, what about Richie?
You understand?
Yeah, what about Richie?
Okay, so
this is really...
Once again, our delegation disrespected. Another time.
I did see Nick Sirianni.
But Herb,
at the game.
No, Herb. What about John Ritchie? Why doesn't he get a ring?
I will see.
He's a Raider.
Okay.
He's a Raider. You know what I
mean? How about if I get a ring too? You know?
Wow. For what?
Yeah.
As far as the Phillies go, they got. You know, we'll see what happens. These guys got to change their ways. It comes down like what I said, balls and strikes. Don't look like a fool up there. Look like a hitter.
Yep.
And play defense.
What about pitching?
Keep the ball in front of you. Watch your eyes out there. And that's it.
Jesus.
I mean, the pitching, you know, I'm not worried about the pitching yet, but I want to see the hits. I want to see the power. I want to see the offense click. I want to see the moving the guys around, small ball, putting guys in run, you know, scoring position. So other than that, I talk about the Eagles, whatever they got to do to get these guys back here so we can go back to back. Yeah, we might lose a couple guys, but we might gain with a couple other guys that are younger to fill in the positions. I would say 50% of the combine I watched.
Wow, that's a lot of combine watch.
What'd your eyes tell you?
There's a lot of defensive linemen. There's a lot of
every year
linebackers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good tight ends, actually. Taylor,
Tyler Warren.
Taylor. Yeah. Well, no, not Tyler Warren. He's going in the top five probably. What's his name? Jason Taylor. He has a son that was. He's a graduated or whatever.
Jason Taylor does?
He was there. He looked real good. Jason Taylor's son.
Wow. Okay.
Is a tight end, and he was catching everything. He looked good. His feet.
I watched that highlight too, Herb. Did you really watch half the combine? Because I saw that Jason Taylor thing.
Let me tell you something. I was sick on Wednesday, and I stayed in all day.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Mason Taylor.
Thursday, I watched some of it. I was out back and forth. Mm-hmm. Then Friday, did I go to work? I can't remember. Oh no, we were off, and I was out a little, and Saturday morning at 3:30, I got sick again. I had to go to the hospital. I thought I had food poisoning or some kind of virus, so they gave me an IV. They gave me a CAT scan at Holy Redeemer, and that was it, and I was okay.
Oh, good. So, all right, there you go.
Just waiting for my, you know, I haven't been eating too much, the last 48 hours, but it's getting better. So
good to hear.
Anyway, I know you're going to Florida tomorrow. Have a good time.
Thank you.
And Ike Reese.
Yes, sir.
My boy Spike and Jack over to Club Venus.
Mars and Venus.
I'm looking at a threesome. See what, take them and show them a couple things.
Okay.
So,
appreciate
maybe
that.
Club Onyx.
Go Phil.
Yeah, that's more of my club.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for free agency.
That's more of my spot.
Get these boys signed. Let's get back on the field in a couple months.
Hey, boy.
Right. Let's roll it up again. Let's run it up again, brother.
Herb, I need you to feel better, man. You sound a little down, man.
We got a photo of you, Herb. You're working out today.
I wish I was going with you. They just called me in. I got to do something Wednesday with the Flyers, and I'll be there all day tomorrow. About 15 hours, I'll be down at the Wells Fargo.
Herb, we did get a photo of you working out today. Somebody sent us. Saw you at the gym working out.
They made a song with me. Yeah, I saw.
Didn't look like much working out was being done, Herb. Looked like you were just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack. Stop talking.
Whoa. Are you a sauna guy? Are you a sauna guy, Herb?
Let me tell you. Oh, yeah, I go in the sauna.
Or steam room. For sauna and steam room.
I'm talking to a guy. I go in the sauna before I work out.
Before you work out?
Yeah, the sauna and the steam is good, but they don't have no steam there. They got a sauna.
But you go to the sauna before you work out?
Yeah, that's why I told you about MB. That's what MB don't understand. You need steam room, sauna, and the whirlpool.
Details.
This guy and the cold pool.
Well,
that's
cold plunge is good.
He's got bad knees. He keeps talking about he's got pain. You want to I tell you how to get rid of the pain.
Now we're talking business.
Okay?
Yes.
I tell you how to get rid of the pain.
Yes.
The problem is there's something in his bones.
Oh, boy.
Is why he's having pain.
Yes.
The outside of your body is muscle. Mm-hmm. Inside is the bone.
That's
what people are going to do.
Did you go to medical school?
Sort of. Breaking news.
So, you guys are you flying on American or Delta?
Oh, man. Here's our flight number.
You're not flying Spirit, right?
No,
we're flying American. No. Yeah.
Listen. Ike Reese, listen. Next time you talk
to the skin and then the muscle and then the bones.
Next time you talk to my boy from NFL Network, Baldinger, tell Baldy, I got a hotel in San Francisco already booked for next year's Super Bowl.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got it
about.
Booked.
What are we telling Baldy that for?
Because I want to hook up with him to get some tickets, you know what I mean?
Easy.
So...
It's called a big dose.
Love
of
you, Herb. I'll make sure I get that to Baldy, man.
Okay, Herb.
Where's Chuck yet? I haven't heard from
Chuck. It's his birthday today.
Today's Chuck's birthday.
Yeah, it's Chuck's birthday.
Wow.
Party in the night.
Okay.
And Chester.
Yeah, he's out there in Chester somewhere.
I heard they had some trouble down in Chester like a couple weeks ago or something.
Man, it's always trouble down
some
there.
Some young kid got hit, and he's just paralyzed in bad shape. It's a shame.
Yeah.
The mother was talking. I heard an interview or something.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, brother.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
All right.
All right, Herb.
See you. Great to catch up, Herb.
Yep.
He said, go Flyers.
Yep. 15 hours tomorrow at the Wells Fargo Center.
So just to be clear, it's the muscle, and then within the muscle, you have the bone.
And B doesn't realize that.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to the sauna before he works out.
He's the only person that does that.
I've never heard. Now, maybe that's like some new thing, but that it doesn't seem like that's the way you're supposed to do it. But maybe that's why he's sick.
He only sits in the sauna. That's
yes,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he sits out there in the weight room.
Then he tapes up a machine.
Yes.
Somebody's waiting to use it while he's just sitting there watching people.
Because he's dehydrated because he was in the sauna before he went to the, before he worked out. This poor guy. Okay.
He said, take y'all to Mars, Venus, man.
And also, he wants a hotel room with Baldy?
The way he says, by the way, his inflection on, he's always Baldinger.
Baldinger. Like, yeah.
The emphasis on ball.
Yeah.
Like, it makes it sound like it's, we shouldn't, like Baldinger.
Like, he's dirty.
He's calling him a Baldinger or something. Yeah. It's so weird the way he says it.
Like he's calling him a Baldinger.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but you hear it. You know it.
Jack, what is what's coming up in the top five of 5 minutes?
Oh, man. The worst versions of Twitter.
There it is.
Because something happened again this weekend that I just cannot stand every single time it happens.
All right.
The worst version of Twitter.
There it is. Jack's Twitter report every day at 5 o'clock. It's the WIP afternoon
Baldinger.
Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Right.
You Baldinger.
Yeah, you freaking Baldinger.